One would be around the whole question of insourcing, which has, of course, been a hot topic for years, and it reemerged as a hot topic again this past year. The House bill actually, the House passed version of the Defense Authorization Bill actually has three different insourcing provisions. One actually is a reasonably okay provision. It would actually prohibit DOD from establishing quotas for insourcing. And there is some evidence that is happening now within DOD as a result of both a set of budget and personnel requirements, really not focused on kind of strategic management of either resources or people. The other two are strictly political. Amendments, one by John Sarbanes of Maryland, another one from Mr. Perriello of Virginia. The Sarbanes amendment would actually make permanent law this strong preference to insource any work that's deemed to be in any number of categories and so forth. It's very problematic from the perspective of what it's going to drive agencies toward and the message it's sending. And the Perriello amendment is sort of an interesting one in that it says that in considering the relative costs of private sector versus public sector performance, the government cannot consider the difference in costs for health care or other benefits, which is a bit absurd since, number one, it's a significant cost element. But second, more importantly, the amendment doesn't talk to the quality of benefits, doesn't talk to the quality of health care, doesn't talk to the quality of other benefits that might be available in a menu that employees choose from, so their health care costs may be relatively low. If they're a young employee, they may choose to use their benefit dollars elsewhere. So it's a very narrow amendment, narrowly focused. And the key with both the Sarbanes and Perriello amendments is that they are significant in the sense that they're continuing to try to set policy, yet they've been exposed to virtually no sunshine, no sunlight, no discussion. And I think the greatest concern we have is that Congress appropriately continues to look at acquisition and government sourcing policy, but when there are some significant amendments, they get tacked on through the rules process in the House, and there's virtually no discussion about the impacts or the unintended consequences. And it's concerning. We have an enormous fiscal problem in government, and there's no focus on the part of folks like Mr. Sarbanes or Mr. Perriello on the fiscal implications of what they're talking about, the implications in their own districts, which have substantial small business and others that are being impacted by this.
We're speaking to Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council. Over on the Senate side, the Armed Services Committee has passed its version of the Defense Authorization Bill. Do you have any concerns over on the other side of the Hill?
Well, I think the Senate side for the authorization bill, there's not a lot of high concern issues. I think that there's a seemingly innocuous provision that could have some unintended consequences. We're still trying to figure out its genesis, and that has to do with audits of business systems. It gets fairly technical. It's helpful on some levels, not clear on other levels. There is a provision in the Senate bill that would allow the Secretary of Defense, in looking at the performance of companies operating overseas, to make a determination of company fault or individual fault of an individual working for a company where individuals might be injured or killed in the course of performing their work. Obviously, that's a significant issue when that happens, but it seems to us to be completely inappropriate to have the Secretary of Defense making those kinds of determinations when we have an entire adjudicative process, an investigative process, which ought to be exercised and which ought to lead us to through the due process to the right answer. But this provision would actually allow the Secretary to make the determination. Would allow him to ferret out and assign fault, and then that information would go into the what's called the Federal Acquisition Performance and Integrity Information System to be used in future contract decisions. And when you're dealing with something as significant and as sensitive as bodily harm or death even, that really ought to be something that's very carefully looked at through the judicial process and not through by an appointed political office. I'm not suggesting the Secretary make a political decision, but it's just not the right venue for it. So that's a significant question that we have about that bill. The other provision that is not in either authorization bill but was passed by the Senate as an amendment to the supplemental appropriations would actually make elements of FAPIS, the Federal Acquisition Federal Awardee Performance and Integrity Information System, publicly available. And a lot of concern about that because there's a lot of information in there that is clearly proprietary. Some of it's security sensitive. A lot of it is competition sensitive and inappropriate for public exposure, and it's going to be exceedingly difficult to narrowly slice and dice pieces of information that are in the database to make sure that only that which is appropriate for public exposure, much of which is already in the public domain, by the way, is made public and the other properly protected information is protected. Another one of those situations where the amendment was offered, there was virtually no discussion or debate, sounded good, and they did it.